Women's Shiur, Wednesday, Chavis Aldovus, Shar HaBitachon, Chos Adar Aleph, Tavshinayin Dalet. Actually, I just checked, it's Yutess. No, it's fine, thank you. Yutess Adar Aleph. Yutess Adar Aleph, Tavshinayin Dalet, Shar HaBitachon. Okay, so we're doing Shara Bitachon. In the remaining minute, we'll get our momentum. So we're learning Shara Bitachon, Perek Dalet. And this is the Perek where he workshop tells us how a Baal Bitachon should think and act in different situations. And he gives a list of seven situations. And we're in the middle of the third situation, the first being money, basic sustenance, the second being more money, trying to get more money than one needs, more money than one needs, using the word carefully, because one never has enough money, right? The third thing is relationships. And this is a little more subtle. The bitachon involved here, because we're not just dealing with, although it sounds like it at times, a person that just says, okay, koma adavid kutcher brichel atav avid. It's a little more sophisticated than that. He's relying on Hashem. We're talking about people who are in different situations in life vis-a-vis their relationships. The lonely person, the person who's beset by more people in his life than he cares to have. He has obligations, relationships, he has to deal with children, he has to deal with spouses, he has to deal with parents, this may be the sandwich generation that has to deal with different generations, friends and people expecting from him. Like, oh. So the reliance on Hashem is to deal with it. That's the bitachon angle here is we're relying on Hashem to that we deal with it. Now, most of the dealing with it is to recognize why it's an ideal for us. But really it includes all the seven things of the second parak. We put into practice, you say, oh, this is so difficult for me, this is so terrible for me, I can't believe Hashem's doing this to me. You know, it's in our innermost thoughts, maybe we put up a brave front for other people, but inside we're thinking, you know, why is Hashem doing this to me? What is the purpose? I don't see what we're gaining here, Hashem. Like, you know, you're just making my life difficult. That's all you're gaining, you know. We have this sort of an idea of some Chas V'Shalom sadistic melech that takes pleasure in our difficulties. So, you know, when you're alone with your thoughts, this is everybody thinks that at some point in their lives, I would venture to say. Or you say, oh, I once, by mistake, ate milk before 6 hours were up. Hashem's getting back at me now. Which is also absurd, yes, right? So we deal with it. We're relying on Hashem to help us deal with it by helping us realize how it's good for us. And Hashem, and again, Hashem loves us, and all the things in Perek Beis. So the lonely, we dealt with the lonely person. In number three on his list of seven, which is relationships, all types of relationships, number three was the person who doesn't have relationships. The lonely person. Maybe they're a social misfit. Maybe they just don't have friends. Right? And that's just their life. Maybe they never got married. Maybe they're alone. They can be alone. The person that's alone. What? Anybody that's alone. Well, if it's by choice, then he still has to cope with it. He still has to deal with it. So he still, it's a little, you know, I'm relying on Hashem to help me deal with it if it's a good choice. If it's a choice that's an Aveira, then he can't, you know, then he has to, then we have to apply maybe different rules. If it's if it's a intentional avera, that's when someone decides not to get married, makes a decision, and that's wrong. So then we have to apply a different yardstick to what they can rely on Hashem for. Number four of the five things in Perek Gimel, or you have to, you know, Hashem has to, you have to do what's right. You have to do your best to do the Ratzon Hashem if you want to be able to rely on Hashem. That opens up a whole area of discussion, because in other places the Chavis Havada says that Hashem will do for you even if you don't deserve it, and how do you stem these two things? So we said in Perek Gimel he's talking about someone that deliberately is doing an avera, someone that's not doing their best. And what Hashem wants from us is to do our best. Once you do your best, and even if we have failings because we're human, then Hashem is a Baal Chesed, and He does for us, even if we don't technically deserve it. But Perek Gimel is talking about the deliberate, the person that deliberately walks through the tomato patch and then asks you for a loan. You know, that's not going to look very kindly at him. So now we're up to V'miyah Boteach Belokim, Baal Isha, a family person, Ukrovim, and a lot of relatives, the Ohavim, and a lot of people, you know, knocking on his door, the Oivim, and a lot of enemies, a lot of people in his life, or her life, a lot of people around, a sociable person, a social butterfly, someone who just, some people have such lives. These are the two extremes, obviously, most people, almost all people are in the middle. Yiftach Belokim Bahatsaloso Mehem. That's like a very, if you know Hebrew, that's a very funny phrase. He says, you have to rely on Hashem to save you from all these people. So what does he mean by that? Because a person could, if you don't deal with it properly, that could take over your whole life. And we all said at some point in our lives, I don't have a minute to myself. But, and sometimes it's true though. Sometimes, I mean, it's very complicated, because sometimes ourselves is relating to our spouses, our children, our parents. That is ourselves. That's my life. If not someone else's life, that's my life. But when he says this phrase, well, nobody laughs. I guess either you don't understand Hebrew or you don't think it's that funny. Yiftach Belokim Bahatsaloso Mehem. He relies on Hashem to save him from all those people. Okay, now you live. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate it. He means that you're not paralyzed. That's what he means. L'chorim. Hatzolazoyim means you don't become immobilized by all your responsibilities. Right? Again, like the sandwich generation. Do I take care of my children first? Or my husband first? Or my parents first? A lot of people have this conflict. And they're in these three relationships. And they're expected, you know, they're carrying the ball for each of the three. And, you know, it's very hard. So you're relying on Hashem to help you choose, to help you get through it. And then he's going to tell you how to think, to rely on Hashem, that you don't be immobilized. You know, you're not paralyzed. You don't give up on your own life. Again, if a person makes a decision that's their life, let's say I want to live a life of chesed. So my life and my personal growth, I find fulfillment in doing for my husband, doing for my children, and doing for my parents. And I'm able to juggle these three balls. That's not a bad way to be, but like, that's something like a personal decision. Nowadays, the excuse, what do they use? A nice lotion when the mother wants to run away from the house for a week. They go, oh, you'll be a better mother. You'll go away. And it's true sometimes. Sometimes it's actually true. Okay. The Yishtadel, look what he says. He says, you have to rely on Hashem. So when you rely on Hashem, now he gives you a list. So you're not going to collapse, and you're not going to be paralyzed, and you're not going to just go off the deep end, and you're not going to just throw up your hands and give up, because you're boteach b'Hashem. And Hashem's gonna help you, enable you, a better word, to handle your responsibilities. And we're talking about responsibilities that natural responsibilities. We're not saying that you decided to, and maybe it was a bad choice. I mean, people decide, let's say, to adopt special needs children. Now, that's wonderful. That's like the biggest chesed you can do. But before you do that, you have to check with a rub. You have to know if you can handle it. You can, maybe you could say, I'm boteach b'Hashem, that we will be able to handle this because it's such a great thing to do. So, okay, or maybe it's asking for an ace. So, but this is what the Chavis HaLodos is, rely on Hashem to help you. And now, so what do? You yishtadel lifroa mashachayev lahem. Don't, again, make sure, we'll go through the whole list. I'll be brief. Make sure that you fulfill your responsibilities. You're in a situation where you have responsibilities to your parents, to your children, to your husband, to your, maybe to yourself, you have responsibilities. Make sure, right, you're relying on Hashem to help you do the following. You're gonna do what you're responsible to do. You're not gonna shirk your responsibilities because you're overwhelmed. If you're overwhelmed, then that's, you have a decision to make if you're taka overwhelmed. But the area of bitachon is I'm relying on Hashem to help me see this through. I will do what I am responsible to do. Lasos cheftzehem. I'm not doing it to make me feel good. I'm doing what they need. I'm giving. I'm a giving person. I'm giving to them what they need. V'leos libo shalem imahem. I have to make sure I'm shalem with this. I'm not resentful. I'm not angry. I'm not resentful. I'm not resentful. Where's my sister? How come she's not taking care of mom? Right? This is a resentment. A lot of people, where's my brother? Why am I taking care of mom? Okay. Do what you have to do. Make sure it's in their best interest, not in yours. Be shalem with it. You have to be okay with what you're doing. The yiref yodo mehesekeson, don't chas v'shalom do anything that's not in their best interest, hezek, to make your life easier. The yisabe v'almashi atov lahem, make sure you know what they need, and sometimes what they need is what it gets very complicated. If anybody has ever, children and parents, it's like the same thing. Maybe they need what they don't realize they need, or what you don't think they need, and becomes very complicated how to deal with that dynamic. So with children, we're bigger than them. So we get our way, and the child doesn't understand why this is best for them, and we just do it. As they get older, it doesn't hurt to explain to them why it's best for them, even if they don't agree and throw a tantrum and call you names and tell you how stupid you are. No, I'm not eavesdropping. This goes on in every house. Almost every house. Sometimes I tell my kids, you know, Lashon Hara, my kids are wonderful kids. But they talk to their parents the way nowadays, I mean, I would have never talked to my father, Allah Shalom, the way my kids talk to me. That's just part of the Doros, you know, with less and less respect for their parents. Rebbetzin Salman's book just came out. Everybody should buy it, especially since I edited it. Okay.
Michael Rose will deliver it to New York.
Okay. And they cut out 100, I'll tell you a little Art Scroll secret, they cut out 150 pages. It was too big. But if anybody wants, I have those 150 papers. I have them on my computer. So I could send you those 150. It was too big. They were in the bookselling business. They say people are not going to walk out of the store lugging. So you have to cut out 150 pages. I forgot what they cut out. I think they cut out grandparents. I think. I don't remember. But anyway, I have them. You pay me a little money. My father, my mother, and me. Or maybe my mother, my father, and myself. Something like that. Not the other side of the story. That's the old book. Anyway, so the kids don't talk with respect. You know, they don't. So sometimes how do you train them to speak with respect? So I got them each a copy of the book. I made believe it's for their children. But I said, you know who it's really for. You know, they talk. I say sometimes, you forgot to add two words at the end. They go, which two words? I said, you dope. Because that's the, you know, and they're good. I have good kids. I'm very proud of my kids. They're good, but they talk. Again, you know, they don't talk the way I talk. And I'm sure that I spoke to my father, Alava Shalom, in a way that he wouldn't have ever dreamed of talking to his father. So that's how it goes. Like, there I go. You're not allowed to contradict your father. I didn't contradict you. There you go. I said, you know, you're not allowed to contradict your father even when he's wrong. When he's right, of course you shouldn't contradict him. He's right. It's when he's wrong that you shouldn't contradict him. We need the din for when your father's wrong. Okay. So, do what you're supposed to do. Look at it from their perspective. Don't be resentful. The yenemon, this is like every phrase here is, you can give a class on each phrase, really. The yenemon, and he's talking about all relationships, by the way. It could be a friend. The yenemon b'chol inyoneihem, be consistent. Don't be mercurial. You know, some days you're giving and some days you're angry and you're upset. You can't be consistent, he says. A very interesting point for the Chavis HaLodos to make. Be consistent. People need consistency in their lives. Children need consistency of parents. Friends need consistency. The Yoreim on, and then he says, you know, this is, what is this all about? In all your relationships. Again, he's talking about all relationships. It's all for Hashem. You're doing it all lishma. Keep that in mind. Keep in mind. You know, he gives us the tasks. It's like number one. He says, you do your hishtadlus to earn sustenance. Make sure you make ends meet. If you don't have crazy, or even not crazy, if you don't have things that you want but you don't need. And then you'll have bitachon, right? Remember the dynamic in number one on the list was, you could certainly rely on Hashem, because he's certainly going to help you here, because you're alive and he's going to help you. And then he spends most of number one talking about how hishtadlus, you have more of an obligation to do hishtadlus. So here also, you know, he's saying, you're boteach b'Hashem to help you with all these relationships. The person that's alone is boteach b'Hashem to help him or her cope. And the person that has all these relationships in their lives, the other extreme, also relies on Hashem to help them cope, but coping is obviously a much different life, a whole different dynamic in this coping. So you rely on, that's your reliance on Hashem. And he's going to elaborate a little more on that, but first he says, but this is what you have to do. You have to make sure that you don't shirk your responsibilities. You have to make sure that you're not resentful. You have to make sure that you're consistent. And now he's saying you have to make sure that you're doing this l'man shmo. You're doing this for the sake of Hashem, meaning there's something spiritual here. You know, if it's children, you say, I'm not raising children, this is theoretically, I mean, I'm raising over the Hashem. I'm doing something, I'm doing the Ratzon Hashem, I'm raising over the Hashem. That's what we have to think about children. If you have a friend, you say, this is going to enable each of us to be better over the Hashem. And so on and so forth. He says, "V'yisabe v'alma, the yorem ofani to'alosam, you will be helpful to them, whatever the relationship happens to be. Binyane ha-Torah v'ha-olam, in spiritual matters, in physical matters that are avodus Hashem, la'avodus ha-borei. K'moshe kosuv v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha." Very interesting. He's quoting that pasuk. I guess it seems to me that his quotation of that pasuk is, so just like in my own life, I have to make sure that I'm Oved Hashem, and that's the goal of my life. I want to serve Hashem to the best of my ability, and I try, and I strive for that. So that's what I want for my friend, and that's what I want from all these relationships I have. That's an ultimate goal. Do everything on his list, and my ultimate goal is to create, or help create, or enable, or be helpful in someone being an Oved Hashem. The Omar Lutisnus Achicha Belavavecha. Lo liyachil ha-gemul mehem. Don't expect a thank you. Biggest mistake in the world. Don't expect anything in return. You're doing for someone else. He's saying, I mean, he's really saying powerful things. He's saying, in any relationship, you be the giver. Give to the other one. Do what's best for them. Don't expect a thank you. Don't expect a payback. Well, maybe not a thank you, but don't expect a thank you, that's for sure. But don't expect a payback would be a better translation. Lo liyachil ha-gemul mehem, which means something in return because of what I'm doing for them. Velo lekadei metzlam, not to be able to go to them if you need something. Velo me ahavoso bekvodu mushvocham, not because you want them to hold of you or respect you or give you kavod for being such a faithful friend. It's not, that can't be your purpose. Velo lehistar aleihem, not to lord over them, right? Not to be the dominant person in the relationship because you have someone to kick around, because everybody else, you know, kicks you around. So, I mean, people do this. They form friendships because they could be dominant and they let out their frustrations on that person, Nebuch. Ach, the purpose of any relationship is l'kayem mitzvah sabore, to make Hashem proud, happy. Now, with parents, with children, with friends, this is all eminently doable. It's all right there in the forefront of any relationship. I want Hashem, whether I'm doing chesed, or I'm being mechanech, or I'm doing kibud of the aim, or I'm providing someone with a listening ear, or a shoulder to cry on, or I'm just plain helpful, I'm doing the Ratzon Hashem. Within all the context of everything else he just said now, I'm helping someone in their Avodas Hashem. I'm helping someone be, you know, have a life of Avodas Hashem. The Lishmor Briso Vikuda Valehem. Kimi Shetia Daito. He says, if you don't listen to me, if you do things because you expect something in return, or you do things not because it's pleasing to Hashem, but because you want something out of it, or you help someone else because, you know, and you're resentful. Helping these people out in your relationship, meaning they want something in return. You're not gonna happen, because they're gonna feel. He doesn't explain this. I'm explaining this. It's not gonna happen in this world, and you lost your schar for the next world. Why isn't it gonna happen in this world? I suspect because people can smell a rat a mile away. And if they feel that, most of the time, they feel you're being helpful because you want something from them, so then they're on guard. Right? All his worth is going to go for nothing. And the whole thing was a piece of selfishness. So he's saying, be helpful, be consistent, be happy with what you're doing, don't be resentful, and then Hashem will, and you're relying on Hashem to help you achieve this, and to enable you to be able to do it. And if your purpose of doing what you're doing for them, as this giver, is l'shem shemayim, yazrim holokim l'gmol also b'olam hazeh, Hashem, and Hashem will maneuver. They will be able to help you. This is like the hardest thing in the world, right? Because I can't do it for that purpose. But he's standing here promising you that they will be there for you if you are there for them. But then, but you're not allowed to think that it's tit for tat. Right? That's difficult. And they will end up praising him. And they will end up holding of him. If you don't have that purpose in mind, the Agia El Hagmul Hagodol Olam Haba, and they'll have Olam Haba. Kamo Shem Elokim LeShlomo, when Shlomo HaMelech asked not for riches and not for power, but he asked for Chachma, so Hashem says, "Now you're going to have everything." V'gam Hashalosh Alto Nosati L'cha Kam Osher Gam Kavod. So this is in. So the same thing, if you do it in that way, you'll end up with everything. So, okay, now he's going weiter. He's still in relationships in number three, but he's going on to different relationships. Still now he talked about people you have responsibilities for, people you have to do things for, people that you should be doing things for, people that you want to be doing things for. What about Avlofani Bitchono Al Alokov? How do you exhibit bitachon binyone mishu lamalo mimenu umishu lamato mimenu mikitos b'nei adam? In other words, there's a clear hierarchical system. Maybe you employ people, so they're under you. That's what he calls under you. He's not talking about any kind of class system, chas v'shalom. He's talking about, let's say, your employers, your employees. Or if you're an employer, you have relationships where you have a boss, you have someone on top of you, you have someone evaluating your work. Or you're in that position, and you have people under you. What about those? Until then, he was talking about the relationships we're more familiar with, maybe, or we're more used to, or more accustomed to, which is my friends, as I said, parents, children, b'chulu. Now he's talking about other people who are not necessarily my friends. Our relationship is hierarchical. Someone's above, someone's below. Haponim ha'yesharim lo, the right way to think and to act of the Baal Bitachon. Kishayovi also hatzorech levakesh chayfetz. You need something. Mimishu lamala mimenu. You want a raise. You want a promotion. So, in other words, he's describing that relationship in terms of how does the Baal Bitachon think when I need something from him? Because he's on top. So he's going to determine lachora if I get a raise, if I get a promotion, if I get better working conditions, or any hierarchical relationship is really based on the lamala is that they have something that they could provide me with that I need. Or someone's asking from me. Oh, lamata mimenu. Oh, no, lamata mimenu means I need something from someone that's lamata mimenu. So, you have to go into bitachon mode. And you have to think and realize that whether you get what you want or not is not up to this person. This is your relationship with him is that you need something from him, you want something from him, or the person that's lamata when you want something from them. Realize that the provider of what you want is not them. It's Hashem. Hashem is going to give it to you or not give it to you, or decide if you're going to get it or not. Sheyiftach bo al elokov v'yasimem siba b'hashlamoso. These people are just the channel through which Hashem is going to give you or not going to give you. Kasha yosim, just like, and you're just a farmer, right? You're planting the land. Kasha yosim avodas ha'aretz uzviyosa sibul atirfo. If you start making your kolchi v'otzim yadi and you plant it and you fertilize and you water it and you fumigate it and you cut down the dead branches and you did all that work. So, you start to think that you're the one providing yourself with parnasa. V'mirtol atrifo mimenu. If Hashem wants that should be the channel through which indeed you get your parnasa, yitzmach hazera v'yifra v'yirba. So you'll have it. Hashem will make sure that it has bracha and v'hifracha v'hirbecha. V'ein l'holdos ha'aretz al zeh. The farmer doesn't bend down and says, thank you, Earth. Thank you, Mr. Earth. Thank you for growing such a beautiful crop. So you thank Hashem. That's where you express your realization. That after all your work, it worked. If Hashem has other plans for him, it's not going to grow. Many, many ways that the crop you planted and worked so hard will not grow. Many, many ways. Hashem has many ways. He has arbe, he has borod, he has winds, he has, just read these books about the farmers. And you'll see they were totally dependent on Hashem. Otatzmiach v'yikra tzemach pega, vein lahashem oretz. No one bends down and says, with a stick, starts hitting the earth. You stupid earth, what do you do to me? Wait, so that's like Dynamic one, relationship one. You're dealing with people who that you need something from. So the Baal Bitachon has to keep in mind that the real provider for what he needs is Hashem. These people are just the channel. Yes, when you go in to ask your boss for a raise, you do shtadlus, you do what's normal, you tell him how valuable you are to the company, but you don't talk crazy, and you don't beg or plead you don't degrade yourself, or you don't praise yourself in a ridiculous way, because he's not the one deciding. There's books that tell you how to ask for a raise and how to do things, but he's saying daven, because the one providing what you want, so as long as you're with, is Hashem, so as long as you're within the normal bounds of basic ishtadlus, don't worry so much about every dot and every nakuda, and how should I walk in, and should I knock on the door first, should I come a minute late, should I go a minute early, what am I going to say, how do I present it? That rather you should do. Try to think before you talk, which is always a good idea. And don't ask for a raise the day you came an hour and a half late. Not a good idea. But the Baal Bitachon, the Baal Bitachon realizes or has to think about, thinks about that it's from Hashem and it's up to Hashem. When you need something, very interesting. We tend to think, let's say I want to borrow $1,000 from someone. So if I have two people that could lend it to me, but one's rich and one's not rich, but he could lend it to me. I mean, I'm not wasting my time. I'm not. So we think that one is more likely. So again, that's where Bitochon kicks in. So if I have to I think always of a man, if I have to miss Minyan because I can grab this guy and ask him for the raise, or ask him for the loan. And the other guy, I could also ask for a loan, but he's not as rich, it's possible that he can lend it to me, but I have to, I'll miss Minyan, because you're not more likely to get it by the rich person. I'm the one adding, obviously it's talking about that each one could give him what he needs. So you say, that one's more, no more likely or less likely, because it's up to Hashem, and all these people are just channels through which Hashem's working. So don't think like that. Again, I'm adding that for it to be called normal hishtadlus, even the cholosh has to be capable of doing what you want. And that's where Bitochen kicks in this type of relationship. So he went through, again, number three on the list of seven things is your relationships. He talked about a lonely person, then he talked about a person with relationships, and now he's saying how to deal with those relationships. So the first one was lonely, and now, okay, I have a lot of people, so I have regular relationships. He told us how to act, how to do. Then I have relationships of people on top of me, people on the bottom of me, people I need things from, people I want things from. The yiftach b'hashem also alolokim yisbarach. The one providing is Hashem. That's what the Baal Bitochon thinks. V'yem yushlam al yudayechod mehem. If indeed it works, he takes out a checkbook and he writes you a check for $1,000. He lends you the money. Your first thoughts should be, thank you, Hashem. If you can thank him, it's not even so clear. You're allowed to thank him. We have trouble as it might be ribis dvarim, but there's no but. In the postgame, it's really also to say thank you for a loan. I hold, and it's a chiddush, who am I to say what I hold? The postgame say it's also. I hold that nowadays, thank you is like a minimum basic social, it's just, you don't even mean it. No. It's like real prust if you don't say thank you. Like, and it doesn't really mean, oh, thank you. Doesn't mean that. So I hold you can say thank you, even though the place will say you can't. But I say you can say thank you. Because it's Ribis Dvarim. It's called Ribis Dvarim. I also don't understand it so well, because all thank you is, I don't know, thank you. Like, why can't I thank him? But it's called Ribis Dvarim. So you can thank him, let's say, if he went and got you cash instead of giving you a check. So that is okay. Then you say, thank you for doing the tircha. Well, thank you for lending me the money today, not making me wait till tomorrow. That's okay. Thank you for giving me cash, not a check. You know, that is okay, the place can say. But thank you for lending me money. They talk about it as ribis dvarim. I don't quite understand it myself, because thank you is like so... I'm not giving him anything. I'm not doing anything special for him. I'm really just recognizing that he did me a tova. I'm not... But, so I don't know, maybe they used to say thank you, maybe. Now it's more of a, what word am I looking for? It's just a courtesy. It's like just a normal thing. It's like, how do you not say thank you? Like, it's so coarse. C-O-A-R-S-E. That's what it seems like. It's so prust to not even say thank you. So I don't know. I'm willing to go out on a limb and say it's mutter. But not, what?
The courtesy is to say you're welcome afterwards.
Oh, well, I don't know if it does. She's not a Posek this night. Anyway, so, but like, what should go on in your mind, again, you have to, this is hard, this is not easy, you know, I'm reading it, so, you want something from someone, your thoughts should be, Hashem is the one providing it, these people are just a channel, and it doesn't, either I'm going to get it or not, it doesn't really matter. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Who I ask, whom I ask. As long as they're basically capable of doing it, so it's all the same. He's not talking about a loan, so you can't pass him for him. He says, you can say thank you, but you're not really, he says, you're not really thanking him for giving you the gift or for giving you a ride. You're not really thanking him for giving you a ride. What are you thanking him for? Very interesting. It's a subtlety. You're thanking him for his generosity, because that's already Bechira. That Bechira you have a right to thank him for, because he made the Bechira. So you're thanking him for his generosity. Alibo hatovlo. And also, not everybody is zocher that Hashem uses them as a channel for good things. So you're recognizing that he must be a good person. Hashem chose you to do a mitzvah. Hashem allowed you to do this mitzvah. Yoda l'mishnas oliva liba atovlo v'shehabori hevi toalto al yodo. Hashem l'maisa used him as a channel, and that puts him on a certain pedestal. Some, you know, something it is. It's meaningful. So you could thank him. You can recognize him and his contribution, or what he did for you in that sense. You recognize that he's a good person, that he made a good bechira. Or you recognize that he's a person through which Hashem channeled, such a chashuva inyan from. That also is okay. And then if your heart's in the right place being on Hashem, then it's okay. V'yadua, because it's known, Shenabori Magalgo Tova Elade Tzodikim. Hashem doesn't do good things through bad people. Hashem uses good things, good people for good things. Uma'atu Shemazgalgo Hefsid Adideim. It's not so common, very infrequently does Hashem bring about a Hefsid through Tzodikim. Kamo Shomer Chachamein Zechonim Lebracha, Magalgo and Zchus Adide Zakai, Vachova Adide Chaya, Vomer Akosov, Lo Yunil Tzadik Kol Oven. And if they say, sorry, you know, I'm tight this month, I can't help you like I would like to. Don't, what are you getting angry at them for? They didn't say no, Hashem said no. Al Yashimeim, Val Yitla Bohem Kitzer, don't be upset, don't think they're, not mentioned, look at them, they didn't do this mitzvah, they didn't help me. Don't go there. He just, whatever happened, you're thankful to Hashem for, you're okay with it. You're supposed to be a little more than okay. You're supposed to say, Hashem knows what he's doing, and this is the best for me, and Hashem helps you cope with it. You know, a guy says, I'd like to lend you the money, but, you know, I'm not fluid right now. My money's not, what's the word? Liquid. My money's not liquid now. So instead of being chayshed him that he's a faker and a phony and a liar and a bum, you thank him for having kind thoughts and for wanting to lend you the money. That's what the Chayit HaLova says. Because you're relying on Hashem and you know it's up to Hashem, and if Hashem didn't, maybe he doesn't deserve to be the conduit for the good thing. Maybe Hashem doesn't want you to have this money. You thank him for his lev tov, for his wanting to lend you the money. Even though it didn't get carried out, but you still thank him. You thank him for his good wishes. So, okay. So that's how you treat higher and lower people. You know, again, the same thing applies. His friends. We should also even know some of them. Customers. Don't look at your customers, you know, as a cow to milk. Your customers are the channel through which Hashem is sending you parnasa. So you're not going to get angry at them if they walk out of the store and they go to a different store, or it ends up not working out, whatever you had in mind with them. It's Hashem. That's, you know. So you're going to be good at work, you're going to, with your friends, with your acquaintances, your customers, v'shamosha, v'shutfav. Shutfav, I don't believe that. No, okay. That was a joke. Shutfav means a partnership. Don't ask my advice. Don't go into partnerships. It's too big in a sayon. Okay. So that's if you need something from them, so you don't think the same way if it's not just your workers and your employees, your employers, but also even some people, and have the same thoughts. You need something, you want something. If they ask something of you, then you try to do it. You don't pull the bitachon racket. Can you lend me $10,000? Oh, come on, have bitachon. There's a famous, maybe it's Hasidish, Ashrei Maskil El Dol. So there's a famous, joke. When it comes to the Dol, you should be a Maskil. You don't have to believe in that. But the Maskilim, weren't so Hashem-oriented. So Ashrei Maskil El Dol means, when it comes to Dol, be a Maskil. You had to be there. Okay. So you should try to do it. And now is not the time. Again, he's training us relationships. If someone asks you for something, try to be there for them. Yisabev lasos b'chol libo, do it cheerfully, don't do it resentfully, try to be there for someone else. He's talking about now friends. Yishtadel ashlimo b'matzpuno, and you wanted to check out your kishkes, you really want to do it. You're supposed to want to do it. Not do it grudgingly or resentfully, you're supposed to want to do it. If you're able to, you're going to try to do it. Via misha mevaksho roi lishtadlo bo, if it's worthy of trying to help him, right? If a pauper wants to borrow money from you, you have to go run and lend him. You're allowed to, make sure he can pay you back. You can't make sure, but you're supposed to check out if he has the wherewithal to pay you back, or you ask for an orev. Right? Vachakach. And then, though, forget about it. Yiftach al Elokim bashlamaso. You will be having talking to Hashem that you're gonna get it back and it's gonna work out. Vim yashlimeu al yado. Again, now you're on the giving end. If the operation works out, if the shidduch works out, if the job works out, and you were the conduit. So, al yachzik tov la'atzmo. Do not pat yourself on the back. Thank Hashem that you had the opportunity to do such a beautiful mitzvah. Don't demand or expect or want thanks or payback. You have such a big mitzvah, and it's all up to Hashem to have done that, right? So Hashem maneuvered that you did this tremendous mitzvah, and that's how you should think about it. So Hashem made him the Siba for the Tova of his friend, the Yoda al Zeh. If it doesn't work out, so you can't, again here, it's on the other side, he can't do it to the other person. Al Yashim Nafsho, don't get into a depression. Don't be plagued with guilt, which is what happens many times if we can't, or we're not able to, so we get guilt feelings. We try to overcompensate in some other area. No. Al Yashim Nafsho, because you have bitachon. You're relying on Hashem that He will let you do what you could do, and He won't let you do what you can't do. V'yodiyas Chaveiro, Shalo Kotzer tells me, listen, I'm not able to at the present time. Achri sheyitach v'yishtadl bo ba'atzmo. If he sees taka, then he made the shtadlus, but he wasn't able to do it. Okay, we'll stop here.
Do you want to talk about the
pianist
tonight?
Come. Downstairs.
Maybe not everybody is giving the emails.
I have to run to Mincha. I leave this in your case.